5 PM.
Good afternoon, I'm John Baker and here is your latest news, sports and weather. Prime Minister Luke Frieden has announced the resignation of Labour and Sports Minister Georges Michaud, with the Christian Social People's Party now looking for a successor. Frieden has already notified the Grand Duke of the government reshuffle, and according to Frieden, Michaud has been subjected to hurtful and unfair criticism in recent weeks that prevented him from completing his portfolios in a calm and objective manner. Mark Spouse is set to take over as Labour Minister, while Martin Hansen has been named as new Sports Minister. Police are seeking assistance in locating a missing teenager. Rihanna Nella Patinato, who is 15, was last seen at 9:30 PM on Thursday, the 4th of December. She is said to be between 1.6 and 1.7 metres tall, with a slim build, long curly brown hair, potentially tied up in a bun, and dark brown eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a black jacket and black Nike trainers. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is encouraged to contact Wiltz Police on 244 891 000 or via email on police.arden@police.etat.lu. As part of the National Plan Against Poverty, Family Minister Max Hahn has announced several new support measures during a session of the Parliamentary Committee. Low-income families with children will receive additional financial aid from 2027. This includes €300 per year for each child aged 4 to 5, €1,000 for children aged 6 to 11, and €3,000 for those aged 12 to 25. For each additional elderly household member, an extra €1,200 will be granted. In international news, Meta will allow European users of Facebook and Instagram to share less data and see fewer personalised ads after it was fined for breaking EU digital rules, Brussels has announced today. The European Commission said that US tech giant undertook to make the option available from January to settle a legal dispute over its pay or consent system that saw it hit with a €200 million fine. And Ukraine's European allies have put on a show of support for President Volodymyr Zelensky as they express scepticism about parts of the US proposal to end the war with Russia. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer hosted Zelensky, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron at his Downing Street residence in London. Over to sport now, and Lando Norris yesterday claimed his maiden Formula One World Drivers' title in Abu Dhabi, ending Max Verstappen's four-year reign. The Briton finished third in the season closer behind race winner Verstappen and the other title challenger, McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri, to claim the crown by 2 points. And finally, Luxembourg's men's rugby 15 delivered a commanding and relentless display as they stormed to a resounding victory over Estonia, displaying attacking flair, physical dominance and unwavering control from the opening whistle. Estonia was simply overrun, and when they received a late yellow card, debutant Melville Rupert was able to make a dream start by tapping and going quickly to score Luxembourg's final try to make the score 93-0. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. Well, the weather is pretty grim out there, to say the least, and unfortunately it's going to remain like this for the next few days at least. Grey, overcast, and currently a very mild 12 degrees.